Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. It's summertime here and hot, and we like to meet in the mornings when it's still a little bit cool. Father, I just want to thank you for your wonderful goodness, for your wonderful presence. Brother Freedom is here, and he hasn't come, but in a humble way. He doesn't really know exactly what you're going to do, but he knows he can trust you. And Lord, we can trust you because you never fail. You're so wonderful. You're going to anoint Micah as he reads the scripture, and I believe you're going to anoint Brother Freedom in a wonderful way. And Lord, I believe you're going to touch my heart today. And I thank you for touching those of us in this room and touching the listeners and the hearers. And Lord, I'm going to believe that you're going to help me as I put this together and get the recording all adjusted so that the listeners can hear it. We give you praise and honor and glory today in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is 1 Peter, the second chapter, starting right at the first verse. Wherefore, laying aside all malice, and all guile, and hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king.
Thank you very much. Father, we just praise you, we love you, and we rejoice in you this day. Father, help my words to be precise. Let them be flowing from heaven. I pray that you'll bind all the problems this whole body of mine has, and you'll loose me, move upon me as only you can. Give me insight only you can give. And I pray that no flesh will appear out of my mouth. Father, no guile. That first verse was me. Father, let it be rid out of my being. Father, let me be a vessel of your praise. That may be a voice. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, coming of the Lord, because I believe the Savior, Jesus Christ, is coming through the clouds of glory. Father, just make this come to pass this day. Help us to be ready. Help us to be willing. Help us to love you with all of our hearts, with all of our soul. Father God, that wholeness should proceed out of our being. Father God, that we might do thy will, that we might prove the blessed things for you this day in a blessed way. We pray that you'll bless this word at this time. In Jesus' name, amen. I truly believe we're living in perilous times. There's never been a day like this day. I believe it's a day that's it's here. And we as God's people, I don't believe the Bible says that God hasn't given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. The Bible says, casting all your cares upon me, for he cares for us. So as we take all of our fears and our doubts, we give them to the Lord. God takes them from us. He sees that we cannot bear these with ourselves. And through Jesus dying upon that wonderful cross, I'd say that cruel cross, but it was wonderful for the recipients, which we are. We get such a power from Him that we can be received this adoption as a son, not just to eternal life, but while we're here that we might be a vessel appraising Him, and we might grow our knowledge and our character. Everything is in Him. It says the grass withered. It's in that second verse. That's where we are when we start with life. I was, believe it or not, I was once young, but as time goes by, our bodies do as a flower. It sort of gets, the time is about over. As to what that process of all people upon earth, there'll be a time when you're young, there'll be a time when you're in, if God gives you that time that makes you a full life, but you'll go through the all of that growth to the time that He calls you home. Now, a lot of people He calls home at 1 year old. You go to the cemetery and you'll see there's young people, all different ages, that go out in eternity. Now, we don't know exactly how that is, but how that stands in God, but we know that it's all His saying problem. We don't have to worry about that. We have to worry about one day at a time. When that first day that I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I had just that week before I was almost drowning, that was that first beginning. When I found myself in Korea, that was another beginning, and just a day at a time. We couldn't take it 2 days at a time because something might happen. And that's the way it is all every day of our life. But you can go back 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, it's one day at a time. And God's interested in us doing that direction. We don't become a person that has miracles, has healing ability overnight. God can do it if He wants to, but a lot of it, we grow into these develop in the natural, we develop in the spiritual. And that's what I'm talking about here. Lay aside all evil speakings. All. And that's pastors, that's deacons, elders. We're to ask, and the Bible says, he that bridleth his tongue is that becomes as a perfect man. The brightening of our tongue is the bottom line of our character. He that can keep his tongue, because the Bible says, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. So in this walk that we start out, and we should be very prayerfully and understandably for young people that know the Lord, because they have a right to grow, and they have a right to make mistakes. Saints, you need to pray for them, not scold them, but pray for them. Let them know that you, as God's people, you have a father, a mother, spirituals want you to succeed in this way of growing in the Lord. Oh, I feel the Spirit of God coming down. But I feel that there's, it's like I was when I got saved, filled with the Spirit. I mean, I was told I had to do nothing. And I said, I got to do something. I said, I can't just sit on that seat with that dozer. I was running a dozer at that time. And I said, I got to have more of that. So I started studying this word. That's where we all should start. Just studying this wonderful word. Whatever they say about you, just don't worry about it. Just start studying it. What does it say? It says, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from all from fleshly lust. That becomes our greatest battle that most of us fight. Our fleshly lust. We all love to do things. God controls that. We don't have to make laws that you can't do this, you can't do that. As you grow, God says, hey, child, it's a little time because you've done this for so long. How about I'll put you up a little higher? And see, that's why He motivates us into a correction range that we can do the will of God. And we don't have to feel as a left out. You know, I was in a church here quite a few years ago, and I thought, well, they was having the services on Sunday afternoon. I even took my son, and they never did include me at, never. And I felt sort of hurt about it because, you know, I wanted to be used too. If you really love God, you want to be used. But I started praying. Without reading the Word, then I started praying with the Word. And then this Word started getting alive. in the mixture of the Spirit of God that was in me started giving me a strength that was above what I had normally had. And I was called, or put in the natural, the only thing I was good at was I could run anything caterpillar I was good at. My trouble, I knew I was good. And that's one thing God had to break me from, because I knew what I knew. And that wasn't what God wanted me to with it be humble. I really had to learn to humble myself. And one of the first times when I had no job, and I went, and men that I worked with was twice my age. And I was just a young kid. The only thing I had was the Lord is my strength. But with that, by me praying, and for the first 3 weeks I worked that job, I prayed. I can't tell you how, but I was running a machine, and I was doing better work than if I wasn't praying. I prayed solid 3 weeks straight. After that, the machine went down, so they asked me if I could run a dozer. And I said, yes. And so I worked till, that started at 7 o'clock in the morning. I worked till 12 o'clock, and the foreman come up and sat down by me, and I thought, oh, I'm in trouble, Lord. Help me, please help me. See, we're not to fret not thyself because of all these things that come our way. I thought he's going to reprimand me. He didn't do that. The Lord just spoke my heart and says, listen. He says, where'd you learn to run a cat at? Well, I started out. He says, I want you to know, but he told me one thing and I never forgot. Don't get the big head, but you can run a cat. As long as you got my job, you've got a job. He says, you're number one. It touched me so much. But that, you've got to humble ourselves. We can't want to be the, I just want to do the job well. I don't want to I want to get the puffed head. And see, knowledge puffeth up. I'm bringing us into one thing. We can get to studying the Word so much that our knowledge puffeth up. And our knowledge divides us from the Spirit of God. But the Spirit of God brings forth life. I've seen people get, when they argue, because knowledge. And they argue about the wonderful Word. We should not fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be the envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down as the green grass. And we as God's people don't have to argue on these issues. We need to come together with love. Love suffereth long. It's kind. Love don't worry about what someone thinks about you. It's what God thinks. We need to, very early in life, remember, it's what God thinks about me. It's not what man thinks about me. It's really not so much even my wife thinks of me. It's how I'm supposed to have her, hopefully, think well of me. But the main issue that my Heavenly Father is pleased with me and you every day of our life. And that's the mission that each one of us has, is to please Him until the day that He releases us from this life and we're in a supernatural life. In that time, we're in a growing field. We're a time of growth day by day. We're a time of stretching our, you have to exercise your arms to get that muscle to become hardened. And that's what we are spiritually. We means we have to face some obstacles. We got to face some people that don't like you. And you still got to love them. They'll even go as much as swearing at you. And you still have to pray for them. It says, pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you for righteousness' sake. So that we're to learn as we start growing that we can take that. When we get that, you go another notch up. And God says, you take that next step, boy. You're doing pretty good. And God helps you and coaches you. And so when things come your way, it's like water going off a duck's back. You don't even feel it. And that's how you can just pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you. Those that you're to pray good for those. Because God, and Peter says, He will fight our battles. He'll go with us. He'll be by, it delights Him when we stand strong, but we're not actually following the pathway of the unjust. We're following the pathway of the just. The just shall live by faith. Faith comes by hearing and reading the Word of God. Faith is where we grow. We plant in a mixture of love and all these things that's so gracious, but we gotta learn to have faith. We gotta stand in faith. Nothing moves us. We stand strong in the Spirit of God. And as we start growing, maybe God won't take it. He may just leave us here. I thought by the time I was 40, I wouldn't make it anymore. But that was just the beginning. I went through some things then that I, now they wouldn't faze me, but then they hurt me. I didn't understand how Christians could jump down another Christian. But I hadn't learned that. I was weak because I should have been so strong. And I just literally just got them. I said, that's okay. I'll just pray for you. But I wasn't really that mature at that time. So I had to say, Lord, what should I do? He says, well, pray for him. But see, I should have been there already that he didn't have to prompt me, but I would already start praying for them. That I'd love them. If they didn't like me, I just loved them more and more and more. The more they hated me, the more I loved them. That's why America has got problems. Because they're not really where they should be spiritually. Spiritually comes right down to the low ground that nothing phases you. No ill shall harm thee, nor plague come nigh unto thy dwelling, only with thine eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. Who cometh? He will give his angels or charge of us to keep us in all of our ways. We don't know how much power you got until you start releasing this energy. It's God's energy. It's the Spirit of God. It's liberty. It's God's Spirit that He wants to perform, that we become a vessel that He can trust. Because we don't look at the things we're seeing. We look for the things we're not seeing. But the things which you're seeing, if we're not careful, they throw us when they shouldn't throw us at all. I don't worry about it. The things that we see, we get so tangled up, and that's where we're going to miss the coming reward, because we're going to get so tangled up in what we see, the gulf and all these different things. We know we get it. That's just bringing me closer to the Lord of God. As we start growing, it just automatically brings you closer to your source of strength. Where's our source of strength? It's God. How do we get to that? Through prayer, through believe in Him, give my life to Him, that I might be a vessel of praise, that I might associate with the things of darkness. Anything that's darkness, I need to flee from it, stay away from it. Because they can have all the billboards in the world and say, oh, this, come in here, it's so glorious. God says, hey, you can't get in there. There's wrong spirits. When He says that, you need to back out real fast and say, Lord, I've passed. That's okay. One day, the Lord, my mother was really sick. I've been worried about her. I figured it's going to take her. And I was walking. I was walking right down to the cemetery, and the Lord spoke to my heart and says, I'm going to show you something in a minute. And you've never seen it before. I'm going to show you an angel. He's a death angel. So I walked by him, and I had to say that, yes, he was. The Lord said, not be afraid. When I got around him, he says, look back, he was gone. But his skin was, talk about age. The Lord, for some reason, and his clothing was different. All these beings that we don't see, but they're here around us, we just not see them. As we start getting closer to God, we're going to see the things that God's going to let us see what He has. With the more world He gives, then we're not seeing God, but we're seeing the world. I'm in trouble. I'm hurt, and I just feel bad. That's all things that we say Satan, but it's from the world. There's the Lord in the world, but the world passed away, the lust thereof, but he who is the will of God shall abide forever. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down as the green grass, and shall wither as the herb. Trust the Lord, do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto him, trust also in him, and he shall bring it past. That's the scripture we said last week. God, let me say that right then. I think it's pretty close to being right. And God wants us to be adjusted by His mighty hand. When I started seeing that the wonderful word included a lot of passageways like the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on who? The behalf of those that trust in Him. So I'm going to work on those that I'm going to trust Him. So when I break this tap off down in there in the engine, the Lord says, hey, I can help you get it out. And I says, how are we going to do this? He says, get this socket and grind it off. Told me how much to grind it off. The Lord says, now if you can trust me, Because you're going to have to do this blindfold, basically, going down the little hole like that. This little hole there, so I had welding rod, or there's ground right there to the block. And I got to fret, and I says, what if I miss? This is what the Lord said. If you can't trust me, we'll quit everything. He said, I had a lot of things planned for you. I said, no. Lord, please. We got to have so much faith in God that you're not going to fail. And we as God's people in this last hour have to have that right now. We're not going to fail. God's going to bring me through it. And sure enough, I went down there. And you can see it. It's like I never welded that way in my life. And I couldn't even see it. And there's no splatter. I mean, at low hydrogen rod, you get splattered. And this is down in a little spot, 3/8 of an inch to be exact, square. I believe we have to come to that spot. And I believe at this last hour that we've got to come to that spot. It's just me and you, Lord. Nobody else. It's not me nor my brother, my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's that me, we wants us to have that close relationship. I don't care what you may not know anything about the Holy Spirit, but He wants you to have such an experience in Him that He is the center of your whole being. Your whole aspect of life is about God. I'm just here for a short season, and we have to do that. I'm just here as on DS. From Korea, I was on DS a long time. Detached service. God puts us here and detached. We don't know where we're going to be. But we know we're better off than we was in the hospital bed. We know that we're better off than we was in a prison cell. We know that we're better off. There's some things that's worse off than we are. And we're still moving. We're still breathing this precious breath of God give us. And that time is a time that God wants us to actually perform with His approval on our shoulder. He said, my child, go forth in my name. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Do my will. You'll see great and mighty things happen. And that's what I did about 30 years ago. Churches could not stand me. I love the churches, but I was a threat, I guess, to many people. And I didn't have to say anything. Just be quiet. But there's something about our spirit that changes. And that spirit is a telltale sign. The world sees you as a threat. But God sees you as a blessing. You can't lean to your what you're thinking. And that's the way as God's people, we need to follow God's plan, not our plan. And that's why I think some people are getting off basis because they've got a plan for God. God says, hey, I am the master builder of all things. I wish to use you, but you will not let me use you. You want to do it yourself. I know that people are off mind when God, He's right there. I don't try to do anything only when God tells me. I want all of you to know it. I don't know it once by myself. I don't know. I'm a sheep that's lost, but I know the only success I have is in my faith in Him. So that's what I take over in faith realm. I know my only source comes from God. And that's why these people that play church when they haven't got it, they should not. They should back off. That's why a lot of churches are against any move of the Spirit, because it's flesh moving there in their being. And flesh makes troubles. We need the true Spirit of God. How did I get that truth? By walking close with Him. I want to all of you out there to know that I am nothing. I don't try to do anything in myself. If one going to ask prayer, I can't pray for you, but there's something when the Spirit comes. And that's what I want to get today. You need to be that place where the Spirit can work, not man or not your flesh, but the Spirit. It says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, shall mount up the wings of eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. But those are they that wait upon the Spirit. We had a wonderful move of the Spirit here about 30, 40, 50 years ago. Now we have none. But this is why, because a lot of flesh should have been stopped. The spirit of discernment should be activated in the church. The spirit of discernment there is discern wrong things. And it's a policeman of God that God uses in a group of people that when they won't take heed to that, well, they're out of order is what they are. So when these out of order people eventually take charge, you know what's wrong. You got a fleshly group of people. That's exactly what happens. So Then you have to get out here and do it the punch and peck system. When God don't want us to peck, punch and peck, He wants to be led clearly by His Spirit. God's here to bless you. God's here to touch you this day in a mighty way. I breathe in America this day, we need the mighty Spirit of God. We need His promptings, His closeness. We need His protection. The Spirit of God is showing me that we need to take heed. Hallelujah. For I am here this day. I save my people. You must be awakened. Because I say, troubles are close to this land that you live within. I say there's going to be curses off of the south that's going to come in and destroy a lot of things. I say my people need to be ready because I'm with you. I'll not leave you. Before that day approaches, I'm going to take my remnant and they're going to be out of here. Those that are left, it's going to be troublesome times. A day of troubles. A day of sadness. A day that Daniel spoke about years ago. A day that's never been. My people, you need to be ready. You need to be prepared. You need to count the costs. You need to remember that I am with you. And I call my people, but I look to my people, and I will bless my people. Seek me, and ye shall surely find me. For I am at the door. Knock, and I shall open. I will come into your heart, and I'll bless you. Ask to me, and I'll bless you. Ask for salvation. I'll give you salvation. Oh, you must seek my Son. And through His gift, you could be saved. You could be washed clean, set free. For whom the Lord set free is free indeed. My people, seek me, and you'll surely find me. For I'm coming close to those that seek me. And I'm walking and looking for those. I'm searching through the world today. For I say, my people, yes, Israel, I'm coming back for them very shortly. But I'm coming at a time when man thinks not. Father, I pray that you bless us this day. Bless your people in a mighty way. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts. I thank you for this day. I thank you that you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. Your eye is over the righteous and your ears open to the cry. Father, I thank you, thank you, thank you. I pray that you bring healing to people today. Everybody out here, wherever they are, I pray that you'll bless them in a mighty way. Take away the spirit of fear and give them power, give them love, and give them joy, peace. I pray that you'll comfort. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. You are the God of all comfort. And I pray that in the existence of your people today, comfort your people this day. Comfort them. Oh, Lord, let them know that you have a way, that you have a remnant, you have a people. Pray that you'll touch your people in a mighty way. We thank you for all the ones. I thank you for Tony. I thank you for all these people throughout the world just hearing us this day. And I want you to be ready. I want you to be prepared. But I know two-thirds of the earth out there, you're going to be in safety. But there's a one-third of the earth that's going to have troubles. We need to be ready this day. We need not to be afraid. Father, God bless your people in a mighty way. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen. And thank you for joining us. We've enjoyed the anointing today. Praise the Lord.